This music you listen to is by my boy Mark Rebuilt on Instagram, Mark Rebuilt on Facebook. You know, I asked him, I hit him up, and he said the music was cool. It was a go. So I'm using it all I can, man. Hey, I'm really enjoying it. I hope you enjoying it too. So, hey, make sure you always hear the end, because it get crazy at the end, man. Hey, go follow my man now. All rights reserved. All right.
Car with no radio, man. Thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. It's a beautiful day in Wichita, Kansas, man. No lie, it's about 72 degrees out here. The sun shining. Boy, your boy feel good. I wish I didn't have to work, but you know, I wish for this life, so I'm gonna go to work. And I'm gonna enjoy it because I prayed for days like this, you know, man. But I hope everybody's doing great. And like I said, man, I always say I frequently like to come in here and say I appreciate you for listening. I really do, man. I really appreciate the listeners. Thank you, man. I hope I'm giving you something. And feel free to, if you don't agree or you do agree, let me know. You know, send me a message or something. On either on here or if you know me, most of my things say high class dude with a K, you know, so just hit me up sometime and let me know how I'm doing. If I'm doing bad, let me know. I want to hear that too. But yeah, man, today what I want to talk about is, man, I talked about this on my last output, my last podcast, but man, it's basically what I want to talk about is getting from A to B, you know, A to B, you know, A being your origin and B being your destination or your goals or in most cases, the end result. And man, I feel like the society today focuses on B. Everybody focuses on B, you know, everybody, they can tell you what B is. They can tell you the end result, the goal, or the outcome. They can tell you that, like or they desired outcome, the desired end result, the desired outcome, the goal, or the end result. They can always tell you that, you know. They use on like talking about end results, but those other two, they can easily just tell you what's going on, right? But nobody really talks about A. A is the inputs, right? The inputs is what starts it all. You know, like that, that's how you get to me, right? And man, I've been doing, like I said, that book, The 80-20 Rule by Robert Cashman, have been putting me on and had me thinking about my inputs. Like really, really thinking about my inputs. And am I doing the most efficient job to get to those, to my B's, you know? And man, I had to reevaluate everything that I was doing in my life and really focus on the inputs. Because in my mind is this, the most basic human need, if you can control that, you can control anything. And a lot of people struggle with this. I think the most basic human need is nourishment, food, right? Food, water, you have to have those things daily to function. You know, you can go without love and all that stuff for a little while, but you need food and water every day, right? But how many people do you know can control it? Like they control, they really have control of what they eat now on a day-to-day basis, what they drink on a day-to-day basis, right? And we know those things are connected. If you can control your food consumption and intake, then you can control almost anything in your life. Like it's, everything is secondary to those things. You have to eat and you have to drink every day, right? And in my mind, if I can do that, that's what I'm working on, because I feel like if you can't take care of the most basicest things, I don't know if that's a word, but if you can't take care of that, how can you control anything else, man, in your life, right? You have to be able to take that over and really control yourself and like I said on a podcast a while ago, it's all correlated, you know, what you eating, your exercise, your relationship, your family status, is all connected with your success and your goals and your outcomes. And in my mind, a lot of people like to avoid talking about A. Like, they don't want to talk about the inputs because it's not fun. You have to have, to really focus on A, you have to have, I would say, introspect, or I guess it would be your self-awareness. Self-awareness, that's the most important. Your self-awareness is A. And when you know you're not doing those things that you need to get to B, you never would even bring it up. Like if your self-awareness was high, you never would bring up your goals if you knew you wasn't doing anything towards those goals. You wouldn't want to bring it up. You wouldn't want to say that, you know? And I feel like myself too, like I'm in situations where I see so many people saying like, I want this, I want that, I want a better job, you know? They'll have like some summer, put some summer body goals on there and they're like, this is goals. I mean, like in my mind is this, is that your summer goal? Because if that was your summer goal, you wouldn't be eating Little Debbie cakes all winter. Like, that's truly not your goal because you're not controlling the inputs. Whatever you input does not equal to that, what you talking about being a snack for the summer. And the same for me. Like, I had to think about where I wanted to be, and I thought about my inputs. I want to have a large real estate portfolio. Am I working on real estate? Yes, I am. How hard am I pushing, though? Am I pushing to get to $50 million in real estate? I don't know, you know? But I had to think about my inputs. I had to think about how much work I'm doing. Am I doing big work or little work? Because it's a different. Little work is fixing toilets. Big work is flipping the apartments to a bigger deal, you know? Everything has to be thought about. And it has to be, make sure it coincides with those B's. Because I think we forget this. Everything that we, all our goals are always met. Like, our goals are always met. Every human is out here meeting their goals. Whether the ones that you say in your mind, out your mouth, or the ones that you actually walk, that can be different. Like, you can say what you want in out of your mouth, but your body language and what your body does and that end result could have been something completely different. But you reached it. Like what your true goal is, you reached it. And it's a disconnect. It's very much a disconnect. And people don't hold themselves accountable. And they don't hold themselves accountable because they never say, this happened because of me. I didn't reach my goals because of me. If they bring excuses, they the person that got that disconnect. What they said was the goal was not actually the goal, because what they did, their inputs did have an end result, and that end result was the result of the inputs. So that was the actual goal. Like, the goal was met. It wasn't what you said. And man, when you get to the point where you know, when you have that self-awareness that you knowing that if you're not putting in the inputs to get to the output that you want, your desired output, you wouldn't even expect it, you know, like you would never be disappointed, because you know that wherever you at is completely your doing. It's all your fault. Like, it's all up. Everything that you have is on you now. Right. So, man, I'm telling you, bro, I feel like the most successful people do that. Like, they take it all up on their shoulders. Everything, and they own everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. They own it all. When it pertains to their self, you know, because that's self-awareness, that's knowing that you can commander of this ship, and wherever that ship land or wherever that ship go, you took it there by yourself, right? Don't blame others, man, for real, man. But yeah, man, that's all I got today, man. I really hope this was helpful. Remember, check on your inputs. Because you're going to reach your goal. Whatever your inputs is, whatever you put in, it's going to make an output. And that's your goal. Regardless if you said it was your goal or not, your inputs said it was your goal. You can deny it, but like I said, you can sail your ship to the rocks, or you can sail your ship to the island, or you can tell everybody was at the island and it hit the rocks. It's the same. The rocks was your real destination. You just didn't tell nobody that. I don't know, man. But yeah, man, that's all I got today, man. Be careful on the inputs, man. This just James in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? Man, just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. All right, y'all. Peace.
Get on down for you.